You are listening to City Lights. Our diva of delicious herself, Mara Davis, is here to help with last moment holiday gift ideas, edible and potable. Diva of delicious, welcome back.
It's good to see you. This is so perfect because I don't know if you saw the Saturday Night Live holiday special that was on Saturday night.
I have to watch it on demand pre 10 p.m.
But they did the delicious dish.
And it was you?
Well, it was, you know, the Alec Baldwin and those sweaty balls that we love so much. And so we're going to talk about more than that today. We're actually going to talk about gifts that you won't want to regift. Like, I actually brought in some chocolate that I totally regifted to you, but they're very good. These are the gifts you won't want to do them. You'll want to keep these gifts because they are just so local and delicious and fabulous.
This is a goal. So if we're in a pickle, I mean, what's today? It's the 19th, and many people exchange gifts on the 24th and 25th, even Hanukkah this year. First time in 111 years it coincides with Christmas.
Isn't that amazing?
You'd think it would signal something good, and let's hope it does. But if we're in a pickle, what do you recommend we buy?
So I like some of these local people who do cool things with pickles. And a couple I want to mention are Due South Pickles. They do all kinds of, you know, the classic vinegar, but they'll pickle okra. And they do all kinds of, like, you know, artisan things. And they're based in Decatur and Due South. You know, they're part of Venkman's too. So it's the same neighborhood there. There's also Pickled Pink made in Decatur. And Fickle's Pickles. Now, you'll see a lot of these at the farmers markets around town, but you can also find them at Alon's, who we just heard about, or at Cook's Warehouse or Star Provision. So there are a lot of great pickleries.
I love the names. I mean, the names alone are worth giving these for gifts. And by the way, Due South is D-O-U-X.
Yes, correct.
The
and they
French.
Do so many different things. And you know, that's a really cool business. And that's, you know, the gift that keeps on giving, right? So you get, you know, pickles, and then you have it for a really, really long time. And you don't want to give that away.
It's a special idea, and it's not something one buys for oneself. And I see that running through your recommendations, Mara. When is being bitter a good thing?
Well, being bitter is a good thing when you're making cocktails, because craft cocktails has become such a thing now. It's not just going out to dinner. It's, you have to have different things in your cocktail. You have to have like 5 to 10 ingredients in a cocktail to really make it special.
Do you think this all began with Sex and the City?
I think the rise of culinary excitement brought this on. I think so many restaurants doing exciting things that it had to take it to the next level of adding to their bar program. So I don't think that a mixologist or these cocktails are necessarily a new thing, but I do think because people have a zest for creativity and food and they want to try new things or go back to the classics, if you're going to do it with food, why not do it with cocktails
as
well?
It's a fabulous idea. So what kind of gifts can we do that make bitter a good thing?
Okay, so I love to give the gift of drinking of alcohol, because I don't know about you, but I get excited when I see a bottle under the tree or the menorah. So 1821 Bitters, a local duo who put this together with all kinds of different bitters. You can find them at Pont City Market, but it's nice to see how they got this brand together. So their recipes have like saffron, herbs, spices, all different things that you can do with your cocktails to make it really, really interesting. And you can go to them and ask questions as far as, because cocktails can be a little intimidating too. It's not for everybody, you know, to have that long spinning stick and, you know, dropping different things and the dry ice and the big, you know, giant ice cube.
My God, my husband loves Manhattans, and I'm afraid I don't know how to make one, you know, so we have it when we go out.
It's good.
Oh, wonderful. Again, kind of a throwback to the 50s.
Yes.
A Mad Men kind of era. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with our diva of delicious herself, Merritt Davis, with gift ideas for these final few days before the holidays. We've talked about some wonderful ideas for bitters and some other whiskey drink ideas that you have on the list.
Yes. So, of course, I want to give a mention to Tower, which is right up the street, and I think their service is incredible. The Ansley Wine Shop, which we love. I run into Lois there. Don't tell anybody.
Little neighborhood business for almost 30 years,
yes.
Except I can tell you that Mara wasn't there 30 years ago because she would have been a toddler.
I'm going with that. But they support some of our Atlanta craft spirits. Old Fourth Distillery is a great one. American Spirit Whiskey. So these are the people, you know, craft spirits is kind of a new thing in Georgia where you haven't been seen because of crazy laws and this and that. But now you're seeing more of it. So I think that would be a great gift for someone. I mean, who wouldn't love a bottle of vodka? I mean, if you don't drink, then you probably wouldn't love it. But I would love a bottle of vodka because it is the gift that keeps on giving and giving.
And, you know, a special flavored or perhaps one a step up, it makes a gift of something one wouldn't buy oneself.
Sure. Also, you know, you could do at any of these stores, and I do want to mention the H&F Bottle Shop, which is in the Peachtree Battle Shopping Center. You can get a cocktail book that will go with the bottle or accessories or napkins or, you know, I love these cocktail history books. You know, it's really interesting. So H&F, they do a really good job with, like, really preserving cocktail culture and, you know, serving up something interesting.
Take us back to Mad Men. What about kitchen stuff as gifts?
So I love the Cook's Warehouse, and I definitely like to support them because they are local. And I always say this, that I think one of the best gifts is a cast iron pan from Lodge. They are inexpensive. It goes a long way. The longer you use it, the better. Mm. And if you pair that with a great cookbook, like right now, I don't know about you, Lois. I could watch that Ina Garten literally all day. I feel like she can soothe me to sleep.
And maybe the happiest marriage in the universe.
Yeah, she has a new book, Cooking with Jeffrey. And we've been
hearing about Jeffrey throughout many books.
I just want to go to the Hamptons with you, Lois, and, you know, sit with some rosé. And
let Ina cook for us.
Yes, Lois.
Also, you recommend Cravings with Chrissy?
Well, I have a lady crush on Chrissy Teigen, John Legend's wife, because she cooks and she's beautiful and she's very funny on Twitter.
And she and John both appear in this book. I got this as a birthday gift.
Yes.
And her mom, she brings it's all a family affair. We only have a couple minutes left, but I know you want to give a shout out to Star Provisions for cool food gifts.
They have really cool food gifts. Also want to mention the Peach Dish, which is a meal service. I think that's a really good idea for a gift. And for sweets, okay, Kaja Popcorn.
Yeah, let's get serious here.
They have this chocolate peppermint popcorn at Kaja Popcorn. So you can do a twofold. You can go to H&F Bottle Shop and then go to Kaja Popcorn. This chocolate peppermint popcorn, it literally will, like, blow you away. And also, you heard about the dessert place. They are back, and they are shipping those cream cheese brownies. And one other place I have to mention.
Do.
I'm obsessed with the Mac Lab. Have I talked to you guys about the Mac Lab?
You have not. Incredible macaroons. This is not mac and cheese.
And it is not mac and cheese. These people put out the most beautiful macaroons, and I got turned on to them on, like, a crazy road trip with my son looking for Pokemon Go. We were in Duluth. No, this is a true story. And we ended up there, and they make these beautiful macaroons. It's a husband and wife team. Aww. They serve the Batdoor from Bronson Coffee there, so it's a full coffee bar. And these macaroons, you can have them customized. I'm so impressed. And Jardy chocolates. Oh, Jocelyn Gregg is doing such great things with chocolates. I need to come on again. My list is too long.
Verdant Kitchen.
Yes, Oprah loves it. Ginger flavored foods.
It's fabulous. It's Georgia-grown ginger, syrup, honey, and we must include the neighborhood alpha and omega of bakery pastries and food gifts a lot.
I was there yesterday. Okay. By the way, if you have a food company in town or you're a startup with craft provider provisions, email me, mara@maradavis.com, because I want you to be on my radar.
I hope we'll always be on your radar.
Lois.
Mara.
Are you kidding me?
Diva of Delicious, thank you so much for these very good gift recommendations.
For 2017, you and me, Hamptons, Ina Garten. It's happening.
And I'll be quite satisfied if you just come back in a few weeks.
Okay, you got it. I don't